bring you an outstanding recording from our program, Straight from the Heart. Interesting and inspiring extracts of conversations held with devotees here in the studios of Radio Sai. In the following extract, Professor Jayalakshmi Gopinath, who has known Baba since 1947 and is now the warden of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus, describes an amazing declaration that Bhagavan made in those early days.
The mandir was plain then, the new mandir. It didn't have all these curves and these embellishments and all that.
Yes.
Baba was standing, it had a portico. And you know the front veranda as it is. But it wasn't done up so well. Mm-hmm. It was just cement.
Yes.
And Baba had come down, he was standing in that veranda. He gave an interview to my uncle and aunt. I was standing there, he didn't call me for the interview. Then there were some others. And devotees, you see, they were so happy that the new mandir had come up. So some of them expressed, as Bhagavan is standing as Swami, how beautiful this mandir is. And some devotees, you see, they may cast some aspersions. And they said that this mandir would not come up over 1 foot wall.
Yes.
Yeah, that's such arrogance.
Time.
Yes, they said it's
before the construction.
Yes. And then they said, Swami, how stupid and ignorant they are. What a beautiful mandir has come up. Swami made a wonderful declaration. The whole world should know about it, Rajeshwari. He was standing there. He became very solemn. And sometimes there was such a change between the Baba who would play with us and talk with us, and the Baba who became absolutely divinity personified and sort of pulled himself to that majesty. So that look was on Swami, and there was a far-off aloofness in his eyes. And then he said, "Let people talk. They do not know. I just have to clap my hands and a whole mandir will come up. Everything is in these hands." And that declaration he made so loudly, I suppose it went home to all of us. It sort of, made our hair stand on end. Just imagine. He doesn't need us.
Yes.
We think we are doing. He's getting it done by us to get us that fulfillment. That is all. And as he said this, he went on repeating it. I have everything. Everything is in my hands. And somehow he felt detached from the human beings, those of us who were standing there, and slowly walked off, climbed the steps and went to his room. Yes. This has made a tremendous impression upon me.
You have just listened to an edition of Straight from the Heart, touching and thought-provoking extracts of conversations held with devotees in the Radio Sai studios.